Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Tong.
I hear an echo.
Yes.
Anyway, to reiterate, we had our first show back on KBRT last week. We had some guests with us. We had Jessica from Avalon in Catalina. She suffered from asthma all her life since she was a child, was put on antibiotics, inhalers. Pretty much her immune system was shot. Found Dr. Tong when she was, I think, 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah.
And was treated by Dr. Tong for about a year consecutively. She started off once a week and then gradually tapered off to once a month, getting her tune-ups, and was completely cured of her asthma. She no longer needed the inhalers or antibiotics, and she started scuba diving.
Yeah, that was about six years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then recently she came back, actually last week, with about a vertigo.
She came back the last 6 years probably two or three times.
Right, just for tune-ups.
Yeah, the last time was a few weeks ago. She was really stressed out, and she feel dizzy. And, you know, as soon as she sit up, you know, the room starts spinning, and she sometimes fell to one side when she walked.
Right.
And she's a young girl. No,
right, right.
Young.
Very active. But a stressful job. She works in the hotel industry.
She worked two jobs.
Right. And then after that one treatment, actually the vertigo disappeared.
Everything disappeared.
Yeah, she was much better after just one treatment. Mm. If you have questions, you can call us during the week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at 714-556-8664. If you'd like to make an appointment, call us, leave a message, 714-556-8664. Dr. Tong is available during the week for a quick free phone consultation. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. You can listen to our past shows archived on the website with thousands of case histories. We also had with us, who was the...
Ruth.
Ruth, right. Yes. Ruth, now this is a very interesting story too. She takes a bus from Lancaster, is it?
No, L.A.
L.A. or Silver Lake? Silver Lake.
Taxi to...
But a two-hour bus ride.
Train.
You know, she comes every week to see Dr. Tong.
One way.
Two hours, and then 2 hours back. And she suffers from diabetes. At the time, she had peripheral neuropathy of her legs. She couldn't feel her legs. She's fell 11 times in 2 or 3 years, but had to go to the ER each time. Walked with a cane. She had a heart attack in the past. Back pain. And she's been seeing Dr. Tong for about a year now, too.
Yeah. The reason she's been coming for so long is that Medicare only pays 3 treatments every 2 months.
Right.
So every time I see her after 2 months, we have to do a lot of makeup work.
Right. And so she actually is trying to kind of pay on her own just so that she can come once a week consecutively and see how the improvement is. Because for her, she said even when she only comes 3 times in 2 months, she has seen such an incredible improvement. She can't even imagine what it would be like to get weekly treatments because she has a lot of stress in her life.
Yeah, she no longer fell when she walked.
She no longer needs to use a cane.
First time in a long, long, many, many years that she can tie her shoes.
Right.
Those are things that we take for granted.
Right.
And then once you lose it, okay, then you see how valuable health is.
Right. Yeah. The other thing that Ruth also talked about was that when she first started seeing Dr. Tong, she had a hard time controlling her diet. And because of that, a lot of her symptoms would come back even after she got treatments with Dr. Tong. But as she started to get the treatments more often, she found that she could control her diet much better. That the effects of the treatment lasted much longer. So this is something that we teach our patients, that even though your symptoms may disappear with our treatments, you also have to do your part. The lifestyle is very important. Your diet is extremely important. And also just the way you deal with stress and so forth.
Yes.
That's very important.
Okay, the main point that we are telling you is that every chronic disorder, something that you did not, you were normal and then you develop some symptom, can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
Cure means that after a certain number of our treatment, you will no longer need our treatment, no longer need any drugs, and be symptom free.
Right.
Okay. Nobody in the world can say something like this, and I'm doing it every day for the last 20 years. Okay. The medical profession, the California Medical Board, actually sent somebody 5 years ago, to my office, and they
saying that
claimed,
you can't make this claim.
Yeah, you said they didn't like my claim that things can be cured, and they didn't like the fact that I say don't use drugs. Okay, so I say, what kind of good does drug do to you?
The long term use of drugs.
Yeah,
right.
even acute use. Okay, but in any case, okay, the way to cure a chronic disorder is to restore health. I told them, okay. I don't need to do much blood test because all the blood tests tell you more things wrong with you, but not why. Why had to do with your circulation. And your circulation is controlled by an energy from your mind and spirit called qi.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical profession, Western medical profession, will never find a cure of any disease. Stem cell, genetic, vaccines, none of them work on restoring health. They work on attacking the symptom. And forever, you're going to be attacking symptom, replacing stem cell again. So you don't get a cure with us. Okay, Jessica doesn't have any asthma anymore.
Yes, she is.
6 years.
She is cured.
Okay,
asthma.
Ruth will never fall again because she's really getting on a diet.
She's very rigid with her regimen now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're there during the week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you have any questions, you'd like to have a consultation with Dr. Tong or make an appointment, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, for our past shows. The other person we had was Dr. Lemansky. He's actually an MD, OBGYN, very Western trained, but suffered from severe back pain. He's 60 years old, but extremely active, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, works out regularly, but overdid it by lifting weights too heavy for him and really strained his back. One treatment, and he was completely better.
Completely better for 2 years.
For two years.
Then stress caused the symptom came back.
Come back,
and then as he came back, and one more treatment, that's 2 years ago.
Right.
So one treatment cure for 2 years, and because of lifestyle factors, the problem can come back.
Mm-hmm.
And another point from this case is that no matter how much you exercise, okay, you can still have problem.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So for those people who are our patient, you should get annual tune-ups. Come and get your body stronger.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And if you check our website, send me an email, and I'll send you how exactly our treatment works and explanation,
okay,
why you should alkalize your body and so forth.
Right. Well, I think we should get to our first guest.
Yeah.
Today,
why don't
then
we do that? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Steve on the line. Welcome to our show, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Great.
Very good.
Yeah.
You want to introduce Steve?
Yeah,
he's a
Steve.
Veteran.
Steve has been my long-term patient, old patient, back something like 20-some years ago. And he was one of my first patients. At that time, I was experimenting on you, Steve. so I didn't know quite that much, okay? But despite that fact, the result came very, very incredible even to me. So tell us how you came to see me and what did I help you with?
Well, initially I came to you because I had a problem with my back. I had been born with congenital deformity in my back,
mm-hmm.
and then I injured my back and actually ended up on disability, unable to even walk. And it gotten better to some degree, but it never really got to where I could function normally.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, when did you start having symptoms?
When did I have it? It was back in probably 1985.
So before then, you were normal?
No, not really, because I'd been in a car accident in my early 20s and had whiplash, and I'd had trouble with my back on and off.
Okay, mm-hmm. So before the car accident, you were normal?
Pretty much.
Okay, so I just want to make this point, okay? You said you were born with congenital spine deformity.
But you were asymptomatic.
But they were asymptomatic.
Right.
You have a deformed spine before the 20s, before the car accident, you were asymptomatic. Okay,
right, so no problem.
That's why this spine deformity, the disc, the bone spurs, those are not the cause of pain. So listen to this, okay? No other doctor know this. You do all this MRI, CAT scan, and showing that you have this, but they are not the cause of pain. And I'll tell you what the cause of pain after we listen to Steve.
So after your car accident, did you go see any doctors, or what did you do with the pain?
I went to a chiropractor after my accident when I was like about 20 years old, and I did get better, and I was doing pretty good. And then I re-injured my back in 1985, my low back, and it just never got better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was affecting my neck and my low back, and I couldn't do a day's work. I was getting really depressed. I had no energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really couldn't do that much.
And you were seeing the chiropractor like you did before?
Yeah.
And it did not help this time?
I'm sorry?
It did not help this time?
You know, it helped to a degree, but I could never get any better. I was still low on energy. The pain was still there, and it helped to a degree, but not mm-hmm. that much.
You said that you told me that you work a few hours, you get tired.
Well, I had no energy. I was just always ran out of gas real quickly, and I couldn't work for more than a few hours, and I'd be too tired.
Yeah, and then you went to UCLA and Scripps, two really famous institutions.
Yes, I did. I went down to Scripps and spent 3 days down there, and had a whole barrage of tests done, and I thought maybe there was something wrong with me.
And UCLA.
And UCLA as well. And
mm-hmm.
they came up with nothing. Actually, they said they thought I was maybe depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which, so it's true. I mean, if you're in pain, you can't do anything, you have no energy, you will
That's
be depressed.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
So they gave me some antidepressive medicine, and I took a half of one just to try it, and I got lost going to work. I don't know what's in those pills, but I actually got lost. I got in my car about halfway to work and sat at a stoplight, and I didn't know where I was.
Oh my goodness!
You end up in lost and found.
Oh my goodness, that was bad.
So how did you hear about Dr. Tong, my father?
I think I read about him in the newspaper or saw it on the cable television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been 20 some years ago. But something in the media caught my eye, and I had to find out if he could help me or not.
Mm-hmm. And so what?
I was a little apprehensive at first, and I'd never had acupuncture, and I thought, you know, having needles and all that, I was a little freaked out about it. But actually, when I had the treatment, it was nothing at all, really.
I didn't tell you that I was starting to practice. I was practicing on you.
So what were the...
No, you were doing pretty good when I met you.
Exactly.
You
at that point, I was surprised I was doing so how good I was doing. Yes.
So how did the treatments... How did you feel after the treatments?
I would say after the first... Well, actually, I had gone to my doctor that actually made it worse, and I was like in a panic. I didn't know what to do.
Was it acupuncture?
When I went to Dr. Tong, I was really in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say within the first couple of treatments, my life had really turned around.
Mm.
And then you were so energetic. You worked 80 hours a week. You were
drawing. I did get to that point.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I got to that point where I went from not being able to do hardly anything, and so when I was able to function again normally, I was overdoing it.
Right.
So I'd go crazy and work like a dog, and then I'd run myself down, and then I have to go back and get another tune-up.
Well, that's good. That's good for me.
Oh yeah. No, you dramatically turned my life around. There's
exactly. So productive. In fact, Steve, do you still drive from Victorville to work in Orange County?
I drive for work quite a bit, but even though I moved out of the area, I used to live in Orange County when I initially became a patient of yours,
mm-hmm.
and then I moved about 100 miles away into the high desert, and I still come down for treatments periodically just to keep, my quality of life at the level that it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Steve have a little thing like common cold, a food poisoning.
Oh,
tell
right.
us
you
about
had a
the food poisoning
incident too, right?
Well, that wasn't a little thing. I ended up in a hotel room for 3 or 4 days. I couldn't leave the room. I'd never had food poisoning. I thought I was going to die. I was so sick. And I went to Dr. Tong, and he did a treatment on my stomach. And I'd say within about 3 hours, I was almost back to normal.
Wow.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
there's been times where I've been coming down with a cold or flu, and I'll get a treatment, and it just turns it off like a switch.
Yes, the colds and flus are very easy to treat, okay? The bird flu that everybody is so scared about is so easy, it's not funny. And one of these days when the American doctor are not receptive to my treatment, I go teach a Chinese doctor how to do it. And the people who know acupuncture, they can learn it in 1 week. Nobody should die from the colds and flu. And you also have a lactose intolerance. Tell us about
right,
that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forget about all this.
Yes.
When you start feeling better, you forget where you've been. Your mind kind of blocks it out. But, yeah, I did have a problem with any kind of dairy products. Started in my mid-20s. And I don't know, 2 or 3 treatments, and I was able to start eating ice cream and milk again. And it has come back on and off, but you have really straightened it out. So
yeah, you use a tick.
What it was, it's nothing. But there's another thing that you really helped me with, and that's just recently, and that's my asthma.
Asthma, yes. Mm-hmm.
When I became about 5 years ago, I started getting asthma, and I went to Kaiser, and they tested me on this machinery to blow into it, and they said, yeah, you've got asthma.
The peak flow.
I was having trouble getting my breathing right, and they gave me inhalers. I think that's about 5 years ago. And I never thought to mention to Dr. Tong about it. And then I did, and he laughed, and he said, why didn't you tell me that? And he treated me, and it's been, I think it's almost 3 years since I've used my inhaler.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I used another case, okay? I told
How
you.
How many treatments? Just one?
One or
I
two
would
times.
Say, yeah. I would couple? Say the first couple of treatments on my asthma, I don't think I ever used the inhaler again.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very simple. When you bring the lung qi into the lung, the blood vessel become dilated, okay? Now you got blood in the capillaries, tiny capillaries. When you breathe in the oxygen goes in the blood. Before, when you don't have the lung qi, spiritual energy, your blood vessel collapses. So when you breathe in the oxygen, nothing to pick it up, so you breathe it out again as if you did not take a breath. Okay.
Let me just interrupt you. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to our past shows.
Also, you used to get frequent infections, sinus problem in the past, and had to take antibiotics in every 2 to 3 weeks.
That's true.
How long have you not need to do that now?
I think it's, I don't know, it's been years.
Yeah.
I did have a little trouble a few years ago with an inner ear infection, but you've straightened that out.
Yes.
But as far as getting the colds and the respiratory infections, I used to get it like every 6-8 weeks.
Yes.
I'd no more than get off a course of antibiotics, and it would rebound on me.
Right.
And no, I don't have that anymore at all.
Wow.
Yeah, see, this is what we mean by curing a problem. The frequent infection, sinus infection, asthma, lactose intolerance. Steve used to take a pill, lactate, okay? And he still get gas after he eat. Now you can take ice cream anytime, which I don't recommend you take too much, okay? Because I
well,
don't take too
that
much.
Well, actually, becoming a problem.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Well,
because
you can't have ice cream. You want it all the time.
No, you can't do it, Steve. You just come back to me and then pay my rent. That's good for me, you know.
So how are you doing now, Steve, as far as everything, your back and your asthma, sinusitis, all that stuff, depression? You have any of that?
Depression's gone. My energy level's great. My asthma is I can't believe I don't have any trouble with that anymore. That was kind of frightening, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have trouble with my back on and off, but it's mostly because I overdo it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there was such a long period of time where I couldn't do that much, but now I tend to overdo things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Steve's a very capable person.
When I overdo it, then I know where to go, and he fixes me up.
That's great.
Yeah, he drives every time from Victorville. Down
well, there's no doubt that my quality of life is so much better than it is. I mean, 20 years ago, my quality of life was terrible.
Yes.
But today, it's great, really.
Yeah. And how often would you say you come to get tune-ups? Like once a year, once every 6 months, or how?
Probably every couple months.
Oh, okay. So he's a pretty regular.
Yes.
Pretty vigilant. That's great.
Well, it makes a difference. I feel much better. I mean, it's worth the I mean, I drive 100 miles to get there, and it's worth it to me. I mean.
Yes.
My quality of life is way better than it would be. My asthma, I don't have any trouble with it. You know, it's worth it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always wonderful to speak with you.
Yes.
Yeah, Lynn, thank you.
Okay, yes.
Take care. Have a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next guest is Karen. Karen, how are you doing?
Very fine this morning. Thank you, Elaine.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Dr. Yeah. Tong.
Yes.
Glad to be able to take part in this and tell other people how wonderful the treatment has been to help us a great deal.
Okay, why don't you tell us about your story, how you first came to see Dr. Tong?
Before, you know, what your problem was.
Yeah, well, it was about 2.5 years ago, and I had been to every medical Western medical doctor that couldn't find out what was wrong with me. I had chest pains, and I couldn't breathe, and I ended up in ER, and they did all kinds of tests, and I got things like they didn't know. They've just put funny names on it and mm-hmm. never could do anything except throw drugs at me, and it didn't help, and I was, like, desperate, absolutely desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're also a registered nurse, right, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, and actually, I went to the same school, Dr. Tong. We were at USC just about the same time together.
No wonder you talk so well.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds
thank
so
you.
Smart.
And no wonder you do what you do so
yeah,
well.
Exactly.
Okay. But I've always believed in the holistic and the natural because I know your body heals itself. And Dr. Tong took it a step further with the Chinese medicine, and it helped me a great deal. Dr. Tong, you actually saved my life. You put me back into the stream of life that felt so good, and I really haven't had any problems since.
Describe a little bit more, because you were much more than just to sound like a chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
Describe a little more.
I was under a lot of stress, and the stress was more than I could really handle because it was constantly coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up...
you couldn't breathe, right?
I couldn't breathe. And
yes.
I had terrible chest pains. And
mm-hmm.
I ended up type 2...
Diabetic.
Diabetic,
mm-hmm.
which I'm really not anymore just by diet and exercise. But
mm-hmm.
From our treatment first. You gotta,
yeah, well,
you
the,
know,
treatments
yeah.
mm-hmm. took, the treatments took me back to where I should have been. And
exactly.
Then
and then you maintain it with your lifestyle and diet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, high blood pressure you have?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that I'm controlling with natural herbs. And also, when I came to see Dr. Tong, we did the Chinese herbs, and they made me feel even more wonderful. It was the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Tell us what happened in the first treatment. You were much in pain and couldn't breathe. And what happened after the first treatment?
I couldn't even sit in the chair when you first saw me. It hurt so
yes.
much.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move. And after the first treatment, I felt a lot different. I felt so much better.
Yeah, you could breathe.
I could breathe. I could breathe. I could take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like before the treatment, I couldn't get enough air. And if I tried to take it in, the pain went
right
through my chest like a knife. I could feel it in my back.
And that's scary when you can't breathe.
Yeah. Can't breathe, can't move, can't walk, can't sit.
And it wasn't cardiac or anything, right? No, because
they did all kinds of treadmill tests and everything echocardiograms.
And everything was normal.
Yes.
So how many tests did I do on you?
You hardly even let me talk. You just looked at me. You looked at my eyes, you looked at my tongue, and you knew exactly what was wrong. And
so I didn't do any tests on you?
No.
And how often do you get treatments now?
Now, just about a little tune-up, like once a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years you didn't have any symptoms.
Two and a half years I didn't have any.
Yeah.
And I still didn't have any problems after that, but I decided to just get a little tune-up because I thought it would be more preventative. Why wait till something? But I have felt wonderful. My energy levels have been up. It's been a whole new world after the treatments, and the problem never returned. I'm still under stress, by the way.
But you can handle it much better.
I can handle it much better because I don't have the pain.
Right.
Yes.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been really a good experience, and I just hope other people will find out and get well.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Karen.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we had today with us Steve and Karen. Steve has been seeing Dr. Tong for over 20 years.
Yes.
Was born with a congenital defect in his spine. Went to chiropractors, went to Scripps, UCLA. But after treatments with Dr. Tong, doing much better for 20 years.
For 20 years,
And then also Karen has been seeing Dr. Tong, started seeing Dr. Tong 2.5 years ago for chest pain, developed diabetes, also now doing much better. Anything you want to add, Dr.
Tong? Yeah, next time we're going to get Karen back to talk about her aunt, 90-year-old, kind of Alzheimer patient, frequent bronchitis and pneumonia.
Right.
And we'll see, tell you what we did for her.
Right. So give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can leave us a message if you'd like to get a phone consultation with Dr. Tong. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Again, it's drtong.com. You can listen to our past shows archived. We're back on KBRT every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 4:30. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Not really. We have 218 radio shows posted on our website. You can download. They are alphabetically categorized according to Western diagnosis, from Alzheimer to infertility to multiple sclerosis.
Right.
Anything
so
you name.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Right. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.